Okay, we are picking up from the Gemara Lamed Gimel Amar Beis. We are three lines from the bottom of the words of Rava Amar Rav Nachman, just repeating that halacha again. Our learning is once again sponsored by Le'ilu Nishmas Shalom Espas Yaakov. So now again, the Gemara says, Rava Amar Rav Nachman halach. Rava says in the name of Rav Nachman, halacha ke Rebbe Vishtein. Halacha follows Rebbe in both. Again, we had a machlokas yesterday between Rebbe and Rav Shimon Gamliel. We had two different cases. The first one was talking about if you're mevatel a get in violation of Takanas Rebbe Gamliel. Rebbe held that it doesn't matter that the fact that you mevatel it is effective, and therefore the get is mevutal and it's not chal. However, Rav Shimon Gamliel says no, that it's not effective, and we came on to Afgidu, right? We don't want a makoch based in Yafeh, and we held of that. The second halacha was in terms of if you want to remove some of the shaliachs in regards without the presence of the others. So Rebbe said that that's okay. Rav Shimon Gamliel said that it's not. So now Rav Nachman's telling us that we follow Rebbe in both examples. Halacha follows Rebbe in both of these machloksim. So the Gemara says, "V'leis le Rav Nachman makoch beis in yafet." But Rav Nachman, does he really reject this concept that we want to give extra koch to beis din? And that's the whole idea of Rabbi Shimon Gamliel's idea in the first Machlokas, why he disagrees with Rebbe, that if you allow Rabbi Gamliel's Takana to just be, the guy can violate it and it still works, then what's the fact that he make this Takana? Makoch Beis Yafeh, what's the point of making the Takana? So says the Gemara, and Rav Nachman Amar Shmuel, Rav Nachman says himself in the name of Shmuel, the following halacha, turning on to Lama Dad on Laf now, Yisomim Shabal Lachlok B'nich Se'avien. So orphans, they are Ketanim, and they were coming to divide the estate of their father. Their father died, Nebuch, and now they're coming to divide the estate of their father. So the halacha is based in Mamal Lam Apitropis. So they have a halachic, a legal guardian, who is the one who divides the estate for each one, meaning he represents. So there's, let's say, Yaakov dies, and there's Reuven, Shimon, and Levi. So there's a representative of Reuven who's a gadol, of Shimon who's a gadol, and Levi is a gadol, appointed by Beis Din to be the trustee on the estate. Not really on the estate. I'm that personal. They're acting on behalf as like a shliach of Reuven, of Shimon, of Levi, and born them chelik alpha. And they try to choose the most. Each one is trying to choose the most favorable area for their Ki'ilu client, meaning for Reuven, for Shimon, for Levi. Each one, the one representing them, will try their best to get the best portion for them. Now, what happens if Tegdigul, Yochalim Chos? So the halacha is, if they become bar mitzvah, right? Now they're older and they see a tiv of business or whatever. They say, what in the world is this guy thinking? He chose me a property in Louisiana, wherever. So he picked over here, random area, Nowersville. So I don't want that. I want the one in Florida. So then the halacha is, they can force a new division of the estate. Rav Nachman Didei Amar, Hagdilo enochan limchos. So Rav Nachman says that when they reach adulthood, they cannot be mocha. Why? So this is the whole point we're bringing up the stira, because Rav Nachman himself says the im kain ma koach beis din yafet. If that's the halacha, what basically is the koach of beis din yafet? What good is the koach of the court? We want to keep the courts respected and have them have koach. So the fact that they acted on behalf of the Reuven, Shimon, and Levi when they were younger as the apotropsim appointed by the court, we should keep it. So now, how could Rava tell us that Rav Nachman follows Rebbe, that if you violate Takanas Rav Gamliel, the get is really void, when really Rav Nachman seems to say not that way that Makoch Beis Niyafet applies. So why doesn't he say that Makoch Beis Niyafet also by the case of get? So the Gemara says a very simple chiluk, Hasa Mamona, that in the case of dividing the money, that is a purely monetary matter. In a purely monetary matter, we hold that hefker based in hefker. And that's why we can rely on makoch based in yafker. However, hacha isura, that to make this whole afkina, as Rashi says, right, ish is ish, and we're talking about an iser daraisa, an iser of mamziris, an iser of misa, if it's violated. Again, we found out that afkina does work, but that's such a chomer thing to get involved with. Rav Nachman does not think that we should take the makoch based in yafet that far. But when it comes to halachas of dine mamonos, simply only dine mamonos, then it's pashut, and we'll say hefker based in hefker. So now the Gemara continues with the story. Gidol bara Eli shadr legita ledivisao. So Gidol bara Eli, he sent a get to his wife through a shaliach. Azal shlicha ashkechay dehave yasva v'nivla. V'nivla, right? So what was she doing? The shliach went and he saw her. She was weaving at the time. She was busy. So I'm like, hagidah, so I have your get over here. I'm going to come give it to you. But she didn't want to receive it then. Amr Leisa, she responded to the shliach, zil hashta mia v'salamachar. He says, just go now and come back tomorrow. Azal lagabe v'amr lei. So now, so the agent, meaning the shliach, went back to Gidol bar Eli, and he says to him, "What happened? Pasach v'amar Gidlo bar Eli reacted by saying, "Oh, Baruch Hashem, Baruch Atel v'Meiti, on Hashem Malchus, he made the bracha. When do you make this bracha? We know based on the Gemara brachos and the Testament of Beis, the Gemara tells us that you make the bracha Baruch Atel v'Meitiv when you hear good things. So here's the shaila. When the husband made this bracha, he seemed to be changing his mind that he doesn't want to have the get anymore. But he didn't explicitly say that. That's the thing. He didn't say, okay, you are hereby mevutal. I don't want you to be the shliach anymore. So the question is, what's the halacha? The fact that he said, Baruch Atav Ametiv, and now I'm still married to her, and honestly married to her. So is that clear indication? Is that a gilay das? Is that clear that therefore the get should be mevutal or not? So that's a machlokas Abaye and Rava. Says Gemara, Abaye Amar, Baruch Atav Ametiv, lo bel tegit. He says, Baruch Atav Ametiv, amazing, but the get's not mevutal because you didn't explicitly mevatal it. And therefore, if the shaliach decides to go ahead the next day and give it to the wife, she's fully divorced. And Rava disagrees. Rava Amar Baruch Atav Ametiv Ubatal Gita, that the get is clearly mevutal. That's clearly what the guy's kavana was, that he wanted the get to be void. So now the Gemara explains what's the yisod machlokas that we just explained. My kamiflagi, what's the yisod machlokas? What are they arguing about? Begilo daita begita kamiflagi. They're arguing over the effectiveness of the person who's clearly intending, his intent is very clear. He showed him what his intention was. He clearly showed that he wanted to get the mevutal when he made the bracha Baruch Atav Ametiv. So is that enough? He doesn't explicitly mevatel again and say the lashon is mevatel. Is that enough or not? That's the machlokas between Abaye and Rava. Abaye savar da, Abaye savar gilay leita beita lav milsi. The fact that you show you clearly what your intention is, that doesn't matter. That's not enough to mevatel the get, to void the get. Rava savar gilay leita beita milsi. Whereas Rava holds that showing of intent is significant enough to void a get, and if the husband clearly showed that he wasn't interested according to Rava, then that would be mevatel the get. So that's what we see over here. That's the yisod machlokas. So that's machlokas in the bayah of Rava. So now the Gemara explains. Amar Rava, I'm going to bring a proof that the person, that the husband, is clearly enough, even if he doesn't explicitly mevatel get, but he shows that it wanted it to be mevatel. What happened? Rav Sheshes Ashkele Gita Lahu Gavra Bal Karche. Rav Sheshes, you know, there's certain circumstances that warrant a husband who refuses to give a get. We can hit him. Ad Shoma Rotsan, based on as the Karach, to hit him until he Rotsan. That's the famous Rambam. Right, one of the most famous Rambams over there is that we say that that's the Pintaliyah, that really, Etzem, he wants to give the get. But his Yetzer Hara is making him be an evil guy and not give it. So really, when he says Rotzani, because the get has to be given with the Ratzon of the Baal. So we assume that it is the Ratzon of the Baal. That is what he really wants. So we are allowed to hit him and force him to do that. If we really had the based in Kitikunam, both in America, Eretz Yisrael, wherever we're in the world, that's the halacha would be, that a guy who refuses to give a get. We try to do everything we can to pressure him in other ways, right? We excommunicate him in all forms, in every shape or form, and the person is a Rasha Marusha, and goes straight to get him for what he's doing, but we're not allowed to hit him, obviously, right? That was a whole controversy a few years ago in America. There were people who had been doing that, and that was the whole Shaila. And they end up getting arrested. It was a whole big thing. Also, they took money, so it was whatever. But not getting into that point. But Etzem, that would really be, in Israel, they locked them up in jail. In Israel, that's Baruch Hashem. At least they're able to do that. They're able, person who refuses to give a get. And there are still people that are crazy enough that they'd rather sit in jail than give their wives a get. It was insane. Obviously, there's mentally, who knows what their issues are, and they're terrible people. But there's literally people sitting in jail, and now they keep passing more and more laws to deal with these people. Right? They pass laws that they should take away more and more privileges of them, that they should be like, I don't know, solitary confinement, but they should be. They should put in solitary confinement until they give one. These people, we do whatever we can to get the get. Anyway, so what happened over here was Rav Sheshes had people who were forcing him against his will, extracting him to give a get. So what happened? V'amr lehu l'sadeh. So then after they wrote the get, the husband says to the witnesses that he had appointed as a shaliach to sign the get. Hach amar lehu Rav Sheshes l'batel kita. I heard that Rav Sheshes said the get should be null and void. So based on that, itzach Rav Sheshes kita achrina. There, based on hearing that, Rav Sheshes required him to write another get. So he never said explicitly that I myself am agreeing to that, but clearly that was his indication by telling the witnesses that, oh, by the way, I heard Rav Sheshes wanted to mevatel the get. That was his way of indicating he had pleasure with that, and he wanted, in fact, the get to be mevutel. And Rav Sheshes required the get to be given again. So this is a riot. Rav Sheshes holds like me, says Rava. So says the Gemara back, no, Abaye will respond, he'll counter back to that. Atur Rav Sheshes mevatel gita de enshehave. Rav Sheshes was, clearly, the husband is not understood kipshuto. Obviously, that they didn't take him seriously. Rav Sheshes had a different reason that he wanted to be mevatel the get. Rather, the husband himself had explicitly avoided the get. in a kosher way. And the reason that he claimed that it was really Rosh Hashanah was Mishum Depanya, because the Punyav, I don't know if I pronounce it properly. Anyway, that the, literally the people who are the people who are hitting, the people who are in charge of the policemen who are in charge of hitting the guy, in order that people are carrying out the will of the like the enforcer people who are carrying out the will of Rav Sheshes, who would hit him profusely if he voided the get. So therefore he lied, but we knew that he was in fact the one who voided the get, and it was not Agilei Das, it was a whole different story. Rather, it was explicit Das that he clearly told other people to Mivata, he told the Shlichim, and it was a clear case. He just lied to everyone else because he didn't want to get hit for his actions. Now the Gemara continues. I'll bring my own proof now. I'll bring a proof that in the case of Gilei Das, Beget is not valid. It is not valid. The Rabbi Yehuda Ashke legit lechasne, the Rabbi Yirmiyah Bira. So Rabbi Yehuda, he forced a get from the son-in-law of Yirmiyah Bira, forcing him to give a get. And then the husband voided the get. So Tana Ashkele, so Rabbi Yehuda then made him do it again. Ubatle, and then again voided the get. Hadar Tana v'Ashkele Akarche. So then Rabbi Yehuda again forced him to get, hit him. This again, you see, these people are crazy. They never, I don't know, he's hitting them to give a get. He'll give them malchus for not giving the get. They'll give him lashes, they'll keep hitting him, and then he'll keep avoiding it. That's how badly he wants his wife to suffer. So then finally, v'amar lehu lesade, so then Rabbi Yehuda told the witnesses, Osichar b'naicha v'kosule. So, put these things in your ears, like earplugs, that you won't be able to hear anything to mivatel the get. So, right, according to the Takana of Rabbi Gamliel, the husband has to void the get in the presence of the shaliach, and they have to be aware of it. So if they don't hear it, then they're not aware of it. So Rabbi Yehuda l'chora is only going to be with lefi the shita of Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel, that a get that violates Takana of Rabbi Gamliel is in fact valid, because this should work l'chora mekar din. But Takanas Rabbi Gamliel wouldn't work. So if you hold that it's Odin, even B'dieved, like Rav Shimon Gamliel, then you're good. But if you hold like Rabbi Yehuda, L'chora, that'd be different. So Rabbi Yehuda clearly held like Rav Shimon Gamliel, the Gemara point. So that's right, clearly the Rishonim pointed that out. So now the Gemara says, so what happens? So now Baya points out, if the guy's just intent, showing intent is enough, that clearly Mivata Leget, but he was running after the witnesses and screaming at them. Clearly, whatever he was screaming was clearly an indication that he wanted to get to be mevutel. And the fact that he did that was clearly a gilui das. So this is showing that a gilui das is not enough, because if it was enough, the get would be mevutel. So now, how is Rava going to respond to this story? Rava, hi dekarait basrayu dekamrla ashur havilahai lehai. So maybe it's not really a full gilui das. Rava will answer that really he's running after them to say, go give the get, give it to her quickly. So that my pain should end, meaning that I've taken so much pain from which Rav Yehuda was forcing me to give the get, so maybe this is not a clear Gilui Das, and since the Gilui Das, it's not really, Gilui Das has to be clear, obviously. Gilui Das, by definition, is something which is very clear, obvious, as clear as day, that this is what the Kavana was, and if you don't have that, that's what's going on over here. Now the Gemara continues, Vamar Baye. So now, that wasn't we rejected that proof. The Baye now brings another proof. Mina mina la, from where do I know, my shita, that a gilui das is not good baget? Tahu damar lahu, there was a certain person who said to a witness, who right to the divorce before he set out, he was going on a trip, ilo asina atlasinim, if I do not come back within 30 days, la havagita, this should be a valid get. Asa upaske marva, it's a famous case, right? And the 30th day, he was coming back, and the river blocked him, meaning, Gemara and Ksubis, Rashi says over there, there was like a ferry, and he missed the ferry going from the one end of the city to cross over the river to get to the other end where the wife was. So, and he saw, it was close enough that everybody saw him. Amar lu chazuda seichel, he says, I'm here, I'm coming, just wait. And it was the 30th day. He had an onus to prevent him. And clearly, though, he was indicating that he wanted to get to not be chal. Amar shmo lo shmei ma'isa, that it's not called that he's coming, and the get is not, in fact, mevutal. Now, clearly the husband was a gilei das, that he wanted to come back and not divorce his wife. That's clearly a gilei das. Ein gilei das yoser mezuzah says abaye. And yet we see that the get is, in fact, still valid. So we see a gilei das is not enough to mevatel the get. So then Gemara responds, Rava, atu, asam, levitule, gita bai. The Rava will counter back that the husband meant to void the get. No, asam, lekiume, tanai, kabai. He's coming to fulfill his condition of returning within 30 days, but not mevatel the get. So Rava's responding that the husband had shown his intent to avoid the get. In a chanami, it would have been mevutal. But the husband in this case was never intending to avoid the get. Rather, he was just trying to say that the condition of returning in 30 days, that's what he had done. That's why he's here. And therefore, there would, in fact, be no giloy das. So that's the Gemara Vaitar. Hu damar lehu. A certain person said to the witnesses of a divorce, Ilo nasiva atlasin yomin. if I do not complete the marriage within 30 days. So what happened was he did Erison. And in order to show the wife that he really was serious about the marriage, right? So then he wanted to do, yeah, that he was going to do the Nisuin very quickly. So he says that if I do not marry, I'm not ready to complete the marriage and make a big suit, a big party within 30 days, Lavagita, here, this get's going to be valid for you. So what happened? Kimatu tlasin yom, and 30 days came, and he was unable to do Nisuin yet. Amar lehu hachachana, but he says, I'm preparing, I'm being matriach myself, I'm working so hard on the Suda right now. I'm doing my best, I'm doing everything I can. There's an onus that I'm not able to fulfill the tanai yet, but I clearly want to be married to you. So clearly, you want to be married. So the Gemara says, L'may nichushla, what should we concern? What room is there to assume that the get shouldn't be chal? Imishim onsa, if it's because of onus, because he really wants to be, as much as possible, be married to her, just he couldn't physically prepare the wedding in time. So then, Einonis Megitin, we have a concept called Einonis Megitin. If you make a tnai to make a condition, so your person says, if I don't come back in 30 days, and an onus prevented him from coming back, we assume that there's a concept called Einonis Megitin. The onus will not be mevatel the condition, and we assume that the get is chal. So the Gemara says, Imushim Gilei Daita Begita, but if it's the fact that it's of a Gilei Das, so the Gemara says, Plukta de Baye V'Rava. This is Machlokas Baye V'Rava, if it's a Gilei Das. And we hold like a Baye, this is actually going to be one of the exceptions. And that's why the Gemara is pointing out that we should hold that this get should be Chal. That's what the Gemara is pointing out. So now the Gemara points at a similar case. Ahu Damar Lahu. So a certain person said to a witness of a divorce, if I don't finish the marriage by doing the suing, by Rosh Chodesh Adar, this should be the get, and it should be chal. So now Adar arrived, and he didn't do the suing. Literally, I totally forgot. I literally thought 100%, he was willing to swear to it, let's say, that he meant Nisan. He didn't mean Adar. I thought he meant Nisan. So that's why he didn't do the marriage yet. So it's clearly onus. So Gemara says, "L'may nichushla," similar thing. Why would we assume that it gets nachal? Imishum onus, because of onus, and he really thought, he could swear that he thought it was talking about Nisan, he thought he had an extra month. It doesn't matter. Ain onus by gittin. There is no onsin by gittin. Now, imishum gilei daita. Now, if we're going to tell me it's because of a gilei das that he clearly showed that he doesn't want the get to be valid, so plukti the bayav rava, that's like a bayav rava. And we hold that gilei das is not valid by a get, we hold like a bayav. So therefore, the Gemara says, Hilchasa kinachman, v'hilchasa kinachman, turning on to the next Amud, v'hilchasa kinachmeni. Meaning that the halacha follows Rav Nachman, the two halachas of Rav Nachman, that we follow Rebbe, and the halacha follows Nachmeni, that is Abaye. That we paskin like Abaye, this is one of the exceptions. There's only six cases when we have machlokas Abaye v'rava, right? Some of the more famous, Yehu Shalomidas, right? So in the Yalkagam, the famous Yalkagam Numanik, this is the Gimel, right? Gilei Das Beget, and the halacha is that we follow Abaye instead of Rava. So there's a big shiloh over here. Why is he called Nachmeni? Why is Nachmeni referring to Abaye? So Rashi points out that Abaye was an orphan. Everybody agrees to that. Abaye was an orphan. And Rabba Bar Nachmeni was, right, the famous Rabba, right? Abaye, that's why Abaye and Rabba always, a lot of times, Machlokas Abaye and Rava, but we have a lot of times Rabba and Abaye together in stories, because that was his uncle who raised him. So he called him by his father's name, Nachmeni. That's what Rashi says. Rashi explains that. However, if you look at the Gilei Nashas over here, Rabbi Akiva Eiger quotes the Aruch, which is a whole different vart. He says that Abaye was, right, obviously Abaye was Rabba's nephew, and Nachmeni was named after what his grandfather's name, but that was Rabba's father. So he didn't want to call, out of respect for his father, he didn't want to call Abaye his father's name, because he felt that that was a, right, you're not allowed to call by your father. That's a whole shaila. If a guy's father's name is Reuven, so are you not allowed to call anybody else in the world Reuven? So that's the famous idea that if it's a shame, what's the lashon? Shameless, I don't remember the lashon. That if it's a different name that's not so common, then that would be a shaila. I believe that Rav Nevin sells children because they feel that the name Avigdor is something which is not so common. Also, they'll never, if someone else is called Avigdor, I believe that I think Rav Akiva once told me it is machmer not to call anyone by that name, because that's a name. Anyway, so here also, maybe that's why, so instead of calling him Nachmeni, he started calling him Abaye. He started calling Abaye, which is a shaila, what exactly it means. It's Aramaic for my father, according to Aruch. And that's the name which everyone started, if his own father started calling him the nickname Abaye, then everybody else started calling him Abaye as well. There's another famous idea, the Chassam Sofer brings it, that Abaye was also, maybe he called him Abaye because it's also an acronym for the Pasuk, Asher Becha Yerucham Yasum. You, the father, the people who don't have a father, will find comfort. So either way, we see over here that we follow, that's why he's called Nachmeni, and that's why That's the Shaila. Nachmeni Abai, what was really Abai was clearly his nickname, and Nachmeni was probably his real name. That's what Halacha follows over here. Just a very interesting note. We should know that whenever we see Abai, that was really his nickname. Now the Gemara, the Mishnah continues. So now we're talking about another Takana of Rabban Gamliel that was because of Tikkun Olam, for helping the world. So Brishona Yamishana Shmo Shma. Originally, when they would write a get, so you just write the husband's name and the wife's name, right? The husband, they went by one name over here, and then, but when they went abroad for business, they would go by a totally different name. A guy who lived in Eretz Yisrael, and when he worked in America, his name, right, was whatever it was, you know, all the names that people come up with. Joe. But in Eretz Yisrael, he was Yosef, and whatever it might be. A guy was Mark and Moshe, whatever it might be. Those were the names that they went. So he went by different names. So they would give him whatever name that the get was written. That was what he would be able to write in the get. And even though the wife, let's say, was in America at the time, where he was called a different name, still, since the get was written in Eretz Yisrael, let's say, where his name was Yosef, so then if they wrote Yosef on the get, that would be totally valid. Even though nobody even knew him by that, they only knew him as Joe. They didn't even know who's this Yosef, who's this guy. So that would be a case where they would write that would be the halachically valid get. So now Vashemira, they'd also write the city and the name of her city, and the get would be Chal. So here also is where there were different names to the city. Not everyone called them by the same name. So let's say like Kiryat Sefer Modin Elit. So those are the same city. People just refer them to different names. So, but it depends where you were. Some people refer to it like if you're in whatever. Everyone calls it Kiryat Sefer. No, and they don't even know that it's called Modin Elit. Example here, everyone does know, so it's different. But if they bet them, didn't even know, that also would be fine. So that was a problem though. Rabbi Gamliel was Misakin, Hiskin Rabbi Gamliel, Zakin, Shekosev, Ishploni, Vacholshim, Sheishla, Ishaploni, Vacholshim, Sheishla, Bimne, Tikkun Olam. So, Mi'ikar Adin, this wasn't necessary to write in the get, but he changed it. He said, it says, Isha Plodis, Vacholshim, Sheishla. This woman, and every name that she has. Meaning that's a Shaila. Many Rishonim explain that literally they would write any name she has. I'll explain, no, just write in the other names that she actually had in the Lashon of the get. And he did that in order to prevent the issue that people are going to claim, who is this Joe that gave her a get? We don't even know who he is. And Eretz Yisrael, they're going to claim that way, another way around. And people are going to start Bimotzi Laz in the get and say this get was invalid. It was written by some random guy. Nobody actually gave it to her. And obviously the Bimotzi Laz that she, any child that she has after she remarries and has children, would be Mamzerim. So therefore, they wanted to avoid that whole issue, and therefore Rabbi Gamliel made this takana in order to write all the names of people who don't recognize her, everyone will be able to recognize her, and same thing with the cities, that they'll know which city they're from. They say, you know, Sarah from Yerushalayim, and Yosef from Modin Elid, so everyone will know. You write also Kiryat Sefer, so everybody knows which city you're referring to. Now the Gemara continues, Amar Rav Yudah Mar Shmuel, Shalchule Be'nei Midat HaSeyon Rabbi Gamliel. The people of Chutz La'aretz said to Rabbi Gamliel the following question. B'nei Adam b'ayim misham lekan. People who come from Eretz Yisrael to here, where they have different names, Shmo Yosef v'korin leYochanan. But their name over there is Yosef, but here they have a nickname of Yochanan. Yochanan v'korin leYosef are other around. If the original name is Yochanan, here they go by Yosef. Hayach megarshin ish l'sein. How are they going to divorce their wives? People aren't going to recognize the names. So that was the problem. They're bothered by this, and they asked Rabbi Gamliel to fix the situation. Amar Rabbi Gamliel v'iskin shu kosrin ishponi v'cholshem sheishlos. Rabbi Gamliel heard about this predicament, and he made a takana, and a chanami that every name that he has, he should write that in the get. Isha plonis v'cholshem sheishla, this woman, and every name that she has, mipnei tikna olam, for the benefit of the world, that the people should know which get it is, and not be motzilaz in the get. Amar Avashi v'hu dischazek betray shmei. Rabbi Gamliel's halacha is only if the person has two names. That you have to make reference to the alternative names only when a person's known by those other names. But if it's unknown whether there is any other names, then you don't need to write V'chol Shemo Sheishla because he doesn't have any name. He just has one first name and everybody knows that name. Then you would obviously would be fine. So the Gemara says, Amrle Rabbi Abel Ravashi, Rabbi Mari, Rabbi Elazar, Kamekavasakra. Mari, Rabbi Elazar, hold like you that Rabbi Gamliel's decree applies only when it's established that he has two names. So that's the shot. Like nowadays, it would be nageya for a person who has a middle name. Tana kavasi deravashi ayelosh ayshtei nashim. We have a raya for Ravashi because the raya tells us if someone had two wives, echad biyuda vechad begalil. One in Yehuda, one in Galil. Velo shnei shnei mosa. He had two names. Echad biyuda vegalil. One he was known by Yehuda, one he was known by Galil. Megaros ishta shbiyuda bishmo shbiyuda. Now he divorced his wife in Yehuda, using the name of his Yehuda name alone. Ves ishta shbegalil bishmo shbegalil, and his wife in Galil by his Galil name alone. Ena megresh halacha is that she's not divorced. Ache gresh is yitzah shehuda v'shmo shebihuda v'shem agalil imo. You have to put both names in there. That's the takanas Rabban Gamliel. V'es yitzah shebagalil v'shmo shebagalil v'shem dehuda imo. And his and also that you have to use his Galil name as long as his Yehuda name in Yehuda and Galil. So the Brace is telling us that if you wanted to use divorce, that would be the situation. If you went to another place, not in Yehuda or Galil, and use only one of the names, the lacha is megureshes. So now the Gemara has a kasha on these, how that second statement of the Braisa lines up with the first. Didn't you tell us that the first part of the Braisa, that using the Yehuda name, for example, is not effective unless Shem de Galil, you use both names together? So why should one name be enough if they're in a different city? So we learn that how to explain the difference between Shmamina. So how are we explaining the difference? That one of the cases referring to where it's established that the husband has two names, and his second name refers to the one that is established it doesn't have two names. So in the first case, right, where the husband is either in Yehuda Galil, it must be that both names are known in either place. So that would understand that both Yehuda Galil, the person could go back and forth, and his names are known. Therefore, the Braisa tells us you have to use both names. But in the second case, where the husband is in neither of his main places, it could be that local people only know him by one of the names, and that's his main name, and therefore he could go by that. So we see to understand that that's the only way to answer the Braisa, like Ravashi, that this is Mamar Sek Ravashi about the Yischazik with Mishmo. So now the Gemara continues, Ahu Avikarla Miriam, there was a woman whose name was Miriam, but most people in town, they called her Miriam, but a few people called her Sarah. So the get Amri Nahar died, Miriam v'chol shem sheish, you have to say Miriam in every name that she has, but lo Sarah v'chol shem sheish, and not Sarah the every name that she has, because her main name is really, in fact, the one that she goes by, which was Miriam. Now, the Gemara is very vague about the chol yom sheishla. It should be noted that this is an extremely, extremely difficult area to deal with in halachas of Gittin, one of the hardest things that Mesider Gittin have to deal with. Ad kedikach, I remember reading, I think it was the Rav Yaakov Kamenetsky biography, that he went so far as to suggest that a person who's naming their children, I don't know, I think maybe for women also, maybe, I don't know for men also, but I remember definitely for a girl, that they shouldn't necessarily use a middle name, because Chaz Shalom, in the event that they should get divorced, then there's a whole shayla about using the middle name, because you might not be called it, you should could be called it, there's a whole shayla over here, this is because this Gemara, again, it's not clear, v'chol shalim she'eshla, do you say that, do you not say it, she's not really called by it, some people call her, this is an extremely complicated shaylas, and Ad Kedikach, he said, a person shouldn't even call their children by the middle name in the event that Chaz Shalom, that should happen. So we hope that shouldn't happen. I don't think the Minhag Olam is like this for Yaakov. So we just hope that the children, they should be halacha v'lolamaisa, that we hope that Mirz Hashem, they should have healthy, happy marriages, Be'ezus Hashem, to all of our children, and that these dinim should be chlal, not be shayach, hopefully. Be'ezus Hashem. Now we're continuing the next Mishnah. Another halacha of tikkun olam, of things that help the world. Ein almana nifes m'nichse yisomim ela b'shvua. That a widow, and now she's collecting her ksuba, she's owed her ksuba, but the rest of the inheritance, nothing goes to the wife, everything goes to the children. So the halacha is that if she wants to collect her ksuba from the orphans right now, so she has to make a shvua that she did not receive any partial payment or any payment from her ksuba. Nimnu melashpi, however, later the court was masakin that she would not make the shvua, they would not make her swear, and then she wouldn't collect her ksuba. So the Gemara is going to discuss why that was. Hiskin Gamliel Zakin Gamliel made a takana she didn't dare to someone call Mashiyirtu that she should make a neder that whatever they want, meaning something even crazy. She'll say, I'll never eat if I make a neder that I won't eat if I didn't get my ksuba yet. Only if I didn't get my ksuba will I eat, or something like that. She can make a neder, but go make ksuva, so then she make a ksuva. So they're going to see what's the difference between a neder and a shvua. We'll get into that Be'ezus Hashem, the Gemara, not today, but tomorrow's daf. Edim chos min al get. Also, witnesses sign al get. This is obviously following the shita of Rabbi Elazar that edim mesira karsi. Because that was only for the benefit of that she should use this get as a shtar raya. That's Rabbi Lazar's understanding. That you want to use this get as a shtar to be able to prove that she actually got divorced. V'hilalis can prosbul b'nei tikkun olam. We're now going to get into prosbul. That Hizal made it also for the benefit of the world. So my iria almana. Why did we mention the halacha specifically that almana should be nishbeis from yisomim in order to because tikkun olam? Everybody is, says the Gemara. Filu kuli almanami dakei malan abalit bayu nefsan yisomim. The halacha is that someone who's collecting any debts owed to their father, the father dies and he owes debts, not like American law where things is cancelled. The halacha is that the estate can, they can collect it from the Yisomim. So if you're coming to collect it from the Yisomim, the halacha is you can only, if it was only, an, only if it was a had a start as a shibudan at a lien, and the lacha is you have to make a shvua that you didn't get the money back from the father. So the Gemara says, so why did the Mishnah mention it only by an almana? Mention it by everybody. So it says the Gemara, an almana yitzchalei. No, I need it specifically by the case of a widow, because sa'adayta chamina, mishum turning on to lamed hamad alaf, mishum chena ikilur barabanan. So gaba kamash malin. I would have thought for the purposes of chen, we see chen is a special lacha, as Rashi says, she chena nashim be'inei anashim lisalem. That the woman want to get married to make it exciting for them to, and even more excited to get married in order for them to get married. So therefore, I would have said maybe that if she knows that when the time comes that her husband dies before her, that he dies and she's able to collect without a shvuah because she's nervous about making a shvuah, so then that would encourage her to get married more. So I would have thought maybe there is no takana for her to make a shvuah. No, kamashman, we have to tell us that in fact that even she is not she's not removed from taking the shvuah, and she also is required to take the shvuah. Okay, Be'ez Hashem, we'll pick up with Nimnu Lashmi, Amir Hashem, and tomorrow's daf.